Blog Talk Radio.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm
evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter, Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and also others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. And I'd like to read another scripture also. Psalms 46:1-3 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. There we will not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountain falls into the heart of the sea, though its water roll and form and the mountain quakes with their surging. Well, in spite of all of this, through all of your emotions, tears, fears, anger and depression, God said, I am your refuge and strength. During all of your help and your troubles. So we must trust in him, because he's letting us know in the scripture that he will be there, and he's giving us the strength to take this journey that we are walking. Well, last week we talked about, we started on the stages of grief, and we talked about denial, slash, shock, numbness, and anger. And I read one of the stories from the book describing how one of our widows felt when she lost her husband. She felt like a zombie. And I'm sure that many of you felt, everyone goes through griefs differently, but I'm sure that you felt something as well. Yes, there's many stories in A Widow's Touch book that we all wrote, our personal stories of how we each went through the journey of grief. And if you don't have a copy, I encourage you to get a copy so you can see how 26 ladies dealt with their loss and how God has walked with them through this journey of grief. Tonight we will be talking about bargaining and sadness. Bargaining is, I also talked about the you. I told you how you can be on top of that you when the you, like you just make a you, a big you. On the top of that you is where death begins. And there's shock, denial, numbness. And tonight we're talking about bargaining. But bargaining has also has, you when you're bargaining, you have fantasies versus reality. And it goes on where there's flow of grief. I'm going to talk more about that as we continue to talk about these two topics tonight, bargaining and sadness. And that's how the grief process is. And, like, sometimes you're going, you're accomplishing certain things as you go through the process, and sometimes life makes a turn and just knocks you right back down again. Bargaining and fantasy versus reality. An example, setting the table for dinner for both, pulling back the bed on both sides. Bargaining takes place when the mind to explain the things that could have been different or better. If you could have gotten him or her to the hospital on sooner, maybe this wouldn't have happened. Could have, should have done something that would have changed things. That's what you are bargaining in your mind about, that if you had done certain things, this would not have happened. Well, in a religious level, higher power, bargaining with God, if you if he would bring him back, if he brought him back, you would be more faithful. If you brought him back, you would be more. You would help those who are in need, and maybe you might quit some bad habits that you may have. Yes. Bargaining is very difficult. The grieving process is so difficult. So many people attempt to short circuit it by bargaining and magical thinking, fantasy. During this stage, people bargain with God and think that if they will just try harder, things will improve magically. And an example also, I mentioned some before, but here's another one where this lady, she still make lunch for her spouse because that's something that she did before. And in her mind, if she continue to do that, maybe God will bring her husband back. And there's so many things that we wrap around our brain about if we did this, if we did this before, you know, in the past, this would have happened. So all of these things that we are using to bargain with God, bargaining, asking God, maybe I would have, if we spent more time together, this wouldn't happen. If I questioned him about his health before, this would not have happened. All of these different things that you are thinking to make things better, but it doesn't always get better in thinking in this line. Well, and I'm sure we all have had thought of some of these things while we were going through the journey of grief. That may be clinging to that that person may be clinging to the thread of hope. No hope, you know. You're trying to have hope, but you don't have hope. If no one bargained, if no bargain is reached, the individual moves quickly to the next stage, and which becomes sadness. and sadness. Excuse me. Sadness is a person who feels. Excuse me for rattling on the paper. The sadness a person feels over the loss in his life is critical point of grieving, because the sadness is the goal of all the previous stages. The stages must be completed in order to complete the grieving process. A person usually experiences sadness in waves. It comes and it goes over an extended period of time. An example, and also you become very emotional during these sad moments because you are experiencing something that has brought on this particular sadness. Like, for instance, you hear his or her special song. You go into the store and someone comes by you and wearing the same cologne, a perfume, and all of a sudden it triggers that emotion again. You might have been feeling good that day, and all of a sudden, going into that store and smelling that cologne, it just brought back all those memories and feelings, and you fall apart. Nothing but then you have uncontrollable tears because you all of a sudden. There was a memory that came right back again. You saw that you were doing better, and each day you seemed to be getting brighter, and all of a sudden something just knocked you right back down again. That's how the stages of grief is. Even though it's a stage, sometimes you will be knocked back down again. You might be feeling good today, and all of a sudden, and you go back into that same bad situation or feeling emotions that you felt months ago. And it can be even a year ago. It can be 2 years ago. So just knowing that these stages are no certain way it's going to be. You experience all the stages, but not all in the same way. But there is a silver lining, because we must believe and trust God through all of these different journeys, these stages. And even though the next chapter is here for you, you must trust God through all of this. You must let Him be the refuge and strength that He says that He will be. He will give you the strength to move forward each and every day. Also, talking about our grief process. Now, during this time, after you leave the stages of bargaining, the fantasy versus reality, and I mentioned that sadness comes, and there's flow of grief, emotion releases, because you are experiencing something that, some type of memory that will cause these feelings to come back. And also you will experience physical distress. And next week we're going to talk about depression. And then at one point, you will have anxiety attack, confusion, fogginess. Your selective memories and stabbing pain, all these things, the emotions that you're going to experience as you go through the journey and the stages of grief. But you will be strengthened by some of these things that you go through, and also being encouraged by others as well. Also, make sure that you stay involved. Keep friends around, well, friends that understand what you're going through, because most friends, if they've not had a loss, they don't know how you feel. So you want to find somebody that you can trust and also talk to that can relate to you in the same way. It's nothing like talking to another widow that have experienced what you have experienced. And you can, when you're talking with that person, they understand how you feel and you understand how they feel. So it gives you more, it makes you believe that you can get through this by them, what they're saying, encouraging you. And like I say, a lot of people, when they say things to you, it's not that they don't care. I know sometimes it hurts. It's not that they don't care. It's just that the way they say it sometimes make you feel, really make you feel worse than better. But most of them do not know what to say to you. So most of the time you, you know, they want to help, but they don't know how really to help. So, but try to have someone that can relate to your pain and the experience that you are going through. Be prayerful also. Pray without ceasing. Pray to God. I know sometimes we get angry with him because we're not seeing improvement in our journey of grief, but he's right there by our side. He promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to also read something out of my book that says, Jesus says, you are being renewed day by day. You might not feel it, but you are. So do not weigh yourself down by yesterday's failures and disappointment and also emotions. Bring this day anew, seeking to please me and walk in my way, focusing on today and not yesterday. As you do, I am able, this is Jesus speaking, I am able to transform you little by little. In the book that I first started using, it says, God handle it day by day. And that's exactly what he will do. You have to walk this walk day by day. Just like he's saying here, I am able to transform you little by little, and he will do just that. This is a, he said, this is a lifelong process, a journey that is uneasy, but with problems and pain. He did not promise that every day will be like smooth and great, as nothing's going to be happening. Everything's going to be sugar and spice and everything nice. No, it's not going to always be that way. A journey. It's a journey that we have to walk. But he can bring joy and peace. And he said, I am with you every step of the way. Notice that you are being renewed. Now, one way that you are being renewed, and he used, and to know that he's there with you, he told someone else, and someone else told you about the next chapter, Widow's Ministry, and this talk show. So just knowing that he's putting people and things in place for you to get through your journey that you're walking. Not even just this ministry, other things that are being, other type of grief support group. A lot of churches does, what's the name of, Grief Share, does the Grief Share, 13 weeks of Grief Share. They have different, a lot of, like I say, all you have to do is go on griefshare.org and find a church that is close to you. There are so many, you wouldn't even believe how many out there that having these 13-week sessions. But because our ministry took on and started this talk show, we are using this talk show to do whatever we can to help you with this process of grief. But getting back to what Jesus says, notice that you are being renewed. This is not something that you can do by your effort and willpower alone. You cannot do this walk alone. This is this. He said, "My spirit is with is in charge and your renewal, and He is alive within you, directing your growth and grace. Do not be discouraged when you encounter problems or feelings of pain along the way. These are vital parts of the renewing process, the grieving process, the stages of grief. Muster the courage to thank me when you are going through painful experience." As our ministers, our pastors always preach, that we must thank Him and praise Him, especially praising Him, just like David did. When David made a mistake or did going through his pain, he praised God throughout. So God wants to hear those praises from you. I love 100 Psalms. That's one of my favorite praise songs. Psalms have many, but that's my favorite. And I praise Him. When I am, before I begin praying, I say verses of praise to God, letting Him know whatever I'm coming to Him with praying about, I first praise Him, because He is my Jehovah Jireh, my Prince of Peace. He is my Redeemer. He is my bread of life. He is my bright and morning star. He is the one that I, He is the I Am that you must be dependent on. Find hope through trusting that I, Jesus is speaking, I continually hold you by your right hand, and I am preparing you for glory. Now, I guess you would say, Mary, how can I see glory in this loss and the pain that I'm going through? Well, it took some time, and God showed the glory to me because of my loss. He wanted me to take on this task of encouraging you, but the thing to it, yes, I had to bear the price to do His will. But every step of the way, He never left me. He never left me or forsake me and my children. So glory, that's my glory, the glory that He's giving me in this journey of grief that I traveled before. You can't see it now, but you will be able to see it later. You might be able to hold someone else's hand, encourage them through their journey once you get stronger in yours, just knowing that there is going to be glory. God is. He will show you the peace and the joy in this journey. It might be lots of tears now, a sadness, depression, bargaining, all of these things that you are experiencing and will experience. But just like it says, joy will come in the morning. It might not come tomorrow morning, but you will see it. I am a witness. God is able. He's able to do the impossible. And just be strong. And He will renew you day by day. And He says, little by little. That's how He works. You'll be able to smile again. You'll be able to laugh again. You'll even be able to talk to others about your loss, your special loved one, with a smile, without crying anymore. You'll be able to laugh and talk about the good memories that you shared. So you will get there. I know right now you said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. Those tears will one day dry up. Just wait and see. It will dry up. But right now, if it's flowing, get the tissue box and just let it flow. And just keep wiping and keep wiping until one day you don't have to get that tissue box because nothing's going to come out. That's how he works. He's going to strengthen you. And he's going to show you the love that you need to feel right now. I sometimes just lean my head aside and say, Lord, I need a hug. And I feel he brings his presence. I mean, his presence comes where I can feel that I am being comforted and a hug that is his arms all around me. He gives me that feeling of his presence, of his love, of his unconditionally love. But just know that you can get those same feelings because he's right there, right by your side. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's all I have tonight. It is one thing I also want to say, just knowing that all of these feelings that you're experiencing, the bargaining, the sadness, it's normal. It's a normal thing that we all have to go through life. But just knowing that God is. He is our refuge and our strength to get through this journey of grief. And that is the end of my message for tonight. Next week we'll be talking about depression. I think I'm going to do I want to do some live examples of depression. And I'm also going to go back to our Widow's Touch book with the 26 stories. I'm going to pull some paragraphs and statements out of some of the stories. And we're going to talk a lot about depression. Depression is when you are experiencing depression, you need help. You really need some professional help. So, because it can be very unhealthy, and because you're not eating properly, are you not doing things? It will affect you physically. So we're going to talk next week just on depression, and then the following week we'll talk about acceptance. And we'll be doing that until the end of June. The announcement is, normally every year out my church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, we normally take sabbatical in the month of July. I normally do the same thing too. But Sheila and I have decided to also not have the radio show for the month of July as well. We both going to take a break. We won't be taking a break from the show, but not from the ministry, because we have a lot to do with our 16th anniversary in September, and I want you to save that date. Write this date down and plug it, because I want you there at our 16th year anniversary, September 16th. I'm not sure of the time yet. We normally have it in the morning, but I don't have exactly whether it's going to be 9 to 12 or whatever, but I'll get that to you in time. But we please save that date. September 21st is our 16th anniversary of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. And many of your friends and family and others that will help us come and celebrate. So tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And just know that God is your refuge and your strength. And he is renewing you day by day and little by little. Good night. Have a great one.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? How could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go?